Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, March 4th, 2005, and 3, 2, 1. Despite post-election optimism, believers in India are sobered by rising persecution. A Christian hospital in Greece looks to expand its ministry, and Floresta launches Sunday school ministry in Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where escalating violence against believers in the last couple of weeks killed two and injured another. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, attributes a Hindu nationalist grassroots effort for the increase in harassment. It's sobering, considering the optimism born out of the elections last year.
We had real hopes with the election of the Congress Party in the spring that we would see a shift away from persecution, which we have seen so much in the last 5 years when the BJP was elected to power.
But Penner doesn't think that the persecution will slow down evangelism at all. In fact, the church is growing rapidly in India. That's both good news and bad news.
Some denominations are claiming to plant a new church every day. I don't think you're going to see a slowdown in evangelism. But I think what you will have is increasing incidences of persecution, and you're going to have more states that try to enforce or institute anti-conversion legislation.
Meanwhile, Bible translators are thanking God for a sovereign plan to move their ministry center. 20 Bible trainers were moved outside of an area of Southeast Asia where kidnappings, assaults on Christians, and revoked travel visas were typical distractions from their work. Wycliffe Associates, a ministry supporting Bible translation, opened the center and is now planning expansion. Now free from distractions, Bible translation is accelerated. 17 languages have been completed, 6 in the last 3 years. You're listening to Mission Network News. Greece's St. Luke's Hospital is considered one of the best hospitals in the entire Balkan region. AMG International's Deimos Thinis Kartsakis says a new expansion plan will keep them competitive and their testimony sharp in a country where their faith can sometimes be a barrier.
We want to offer our patients the most modern and effective treatment, and at the same time have the opportunity to speak to them about Christ, so that we may continue the combination of modern medicine with evangelism.
Kartsakis says they're adding bed space, radiology, intensive care units, outpatient surgery, and dialysis facilities. Teams are raising the $20 million needed for the expansion, but the project is already rolling.
We hope to start next month, and we need 24 months to complete the work. This is the final plan. So we start beginning of April, and just 2 years later, we shall have everything completed.
Next, while Sunday school may be a regular part of local church programs in the West, it's not the case for churches in Oaxaca, Mexico. Floresta is hoping to change that as a team of Sunday school trainers just returned from there. Floresta's Armando Osorio says that people walked miles to attend because the need is so great.
Most of these areas have never had a children's ministry. We want to change the local culture as far as how they reach the children. And it's really reaping great results.
Oaxaca is one of the poorest states in Mexico. Osorio says that's helping with evangelism.
A lot of them are hopeless, so they're very open to new things. As far as the gospel, they're very open. Throughout the summer, we have missions teams go down to do Sunday school programs, to work with the youth, even to work with adults. God is definitely doing mighty work.
Your financial and volunteer help is needed. Click on the story on our website to find out more. And 200 million Christians around the world are expected to participate in a worldwide Day of Prayer for Africa. It's the first ever Global Day of Repentance and Prayer. Transformation Africa is coordinating the event that will see Christians join in 18 hours of continuous prayer. Organizers say that they'll be making history on May 15th as they begin praying. The prayer effort will also encourage youth to be involved. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.